Cracking the cold one with the bros.
Cold one with the bros. That's the name of this.
Cold liquid death with the bros.
What's up, y'all? We're back with another episode of Black Hearts Club Radio. Woo! Yay! And today we are here with... Introduce yourself.
Introduce myself.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm Ranger.
Speak up, because you want to act all fucking loud.
I'm Ranger.
And what do you do, Ranger? No, I'm just kidding.
What don't I do?
Right.
Crack cocaine.
Right. No. Let's be real. None of us do it.
Nah, for real. I make beats, videos, cover arts. You probably never seen me or talked to me, but you've seen me and talked to me and don't know it. You've seen shit that I've done plenty of times. You've seen my logo, but not me.
He's mysterious.
I call it hidden in plain sight.
Right.
I tweet that a lot. Like, when I go places and, like, somebody's like, yeah, bro, cool as fuck. And, like, I'll give them my Instagram. Like, damn, that's you. Like, not trying to be on the, like, no weird shit, because I don't have no followers like that and shit.
Yeah.
But people will really, like, have a whole conversation with me. Like, damn, you cool. What's your Instagram? And I give it to them. Like, what the fuck? This is you. No, yeah.
That shit's crazy, though. That's got to be a good feeling, though. I mean, like, if they know your work.
Yeah. I'd rather.
I'm sorry.
Like, if they know your work and they haven't seen you, and then they're like, oh, shit, like, you made this?
Yeah, like, that happens with a lot of people.
That's the best feeling in the world, swear to God, because it's just, like, people... It's just, like, it shows that, like, the stuff you're doing, people are liking it. And the effort you put into it, people are appreciating it.
And I think it's cooler because, like, people know me off my work and not my face. Like, I'll be in the event with them the whole fucking time. I mean, like, whole hour, 2 hour, 3 hour event. Just talking to them or whatever. Then they'll get my Instagram, my Twitter. They'll be like, damn, bro. Like, I didn't know this was you. Like, we just talked this whole long time. And like, I really like this cover that you did. And then we start talking about all that shit. And I don't... It's cool because I don't have to, like, talk about shit like that with people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Like
when I go somewhere, I'm not trying to, like, don't get me wrong, I'm always trying to, like, do business and shit like that. But sometimes I just want to, like, stand in the corner and smoke my blunt and chill.
Well, do you feel like, do you want to stay that way forever?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Forever.
Damn.
Like, literally, that's been my plan since, like, I started. Like, I've always wanted a clear line between what I do and who I am.
That makes sense.
Like, I'm Ranger, but Ranger isn't me.
That's, like, that reminds me of the people that be, like, that, you know how people think when you get famous, you get rich, you get...
No, the two famous. Are not synonymous.
Look, but when you get famous, you get rich and famous. Mm-hmm. Some people just want to be rich and low-key. So that's what that reminds me.
Like me.
Of.
Like, that's all I want. Like,
yeah.
Like, VTubers and shit is the coolest shit to me.
What is that?
Like, virtual YouTubers. I watch a lot of VTubers. But it's them.
Oh, but they got somebody else, like a cartoon or something.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I love VTubers. Like, the whole idea of that is so fucking hard. Because, like, as soon as you get off your computer and turn off Twitch and stop streaming or finish editing your YouTube video, you go outside and go to the grocery store and nobody knows who the fuck you are. Like, that shit is so cool.
That reminds me of that meme with the guy in the corner at a party.
Yeah, exactly. That's really how I be feeling. Like, nobody knows that I made the flyer for this event that I'm at. Like, that's real live how I be feeling.
You gotta get that picture and make one of those funny.
But I don't be frowning. I just be high. I be like, damn.
No, you be frowning.
I just look like that. Like, I don't mean,
you
like...
You have a resting bitch face.
You
do have a resting bitch face.
I just look like that.
James be like this in the party. He's like... And you come up to him, you like...
That's not my name.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sorry. Shit, Ranger, cut that out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can fix that later.
Damn, I don't edit.
I know how to edit.
It's
it.
Cool, I don't care.
I was about to say. No, I can try to cut it out. But, okay. So, I guess we'll get to the technical things first, like when you started your graphic design career, because I scrolled to the bottom of your page.
I've been doing it for a while.
I scrolled to the bottom of your Instagram page And like, this nigga was like a Tumblr nigga. Like,
bro, I am the internet.
That's what I'm like, saying. Like, this nigga went through every single aesthetic that you could possibly think of.
I've always looked like me. Like, I am the internet, for real. Like, I spend a lot of time on the internet. Like, even when I was in middle school, there's a song that, like, I think I produced it and I rapped on it. It was like a jerking song in middle school. And I made the cover art and I produced it, I think, or I sampled something and I rapped on it. And like all the kids in my school was using it in their jerking videos.
They didn't know you made it?
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
Like, that's really how it like started and shit. Like,
oh, that's how you started making music.
That's how I started doing everything. Like, it was shit that I was doing anyway, but it just all became from, like, utility. Because I started, like sneaking my music when I made niggas MySpace layouts and shit.
Oh.
Like, I've always made playlists. So, like, playlists and, like, MySpace layouts. Okay. I used to sell, like, MySpace layouts to niggas in middle school for, like, $10. And, like, the playlist would be themed around whatever the fuck their theme was.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always like sneak in one of my beats or one of my songs or some shit.
Oh.
They used like a streaming service. It was like SoundCloud before SoundCloud. Because not YouTube. MySpace was like a music platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's how a lot of niggas came up, like Soulja Boy and shit. Like, MySpace was really
good. I wasn't allowed to have social media.
I wasn't allowed either. My first social media was
Facebook, so.
I got a MySpace for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
But
I got a Facebook for
Christmas. I had already had one. Like, my mom put a fucking MySpace password in a box.
And said, here you
and
go.
I opened it, and I was like, yo, I've been doing this for some months now. I've been already making money off of this, but thank you. Now.
So then you had two?
Was that like the fake one where mm-hmm. she could check?
There used to be something out here before even MySpace. It was like MySpace for kids called VJ.
Was it VJ?
Mm-hmm. VEEJAY.
We probably don't.
And it was a Virginia-based teen shit.
I remember that.
I used to go to all the VJ parties and shit. Like, it used to be lit. Like, it was his own underground community of like.
Yeah, I remember teenagers. That. And I wasn't allowed to have that either, but I remember it being a thing.
VJ was really more wild than MySpace, honestly.
I mean, it was a platform for Virginia youth.
I don't know if it was strictly Virginia, but like they had a Virginia division. It might have been all Virginia, but they had a Virginia division.
I'm saying,
division.
Like, you can imagine how wild.
This is one of the places where.
Oh, shit. Imagine how wild it is now.
Norfolk and Virginia Beach was one of the places where they had like their big.
That's what I'm saying. Not like strictly Virginia youth, but like it was a platform that Virginia youth had their own.
If it wasn't strictly here, it was like Virginia had its own division of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, that's what I meant. Like
it was lit. Like if you was up there and he's like, "Oh, you from Virginia?" I was like, "Yeah, nigga. The party's like 10 minutes from the crib."
Y'all remember yiking parties?
Oh my god!
I never went. I never fucking went either.
That's not my type shit.
I wasn't invited. Sorry, loner.
I was invited. I was not allowed to go, but I used to sneak out to them. But this was back before shit was getting like shot up.
Yeah, like this
crazy shit like that.
At the most, niggas would fight and have to like run from the police trying to
get home. Exactly. Times. Norview had some of the craziest
court parties. I don't
even go
to the gas station without the
yiking porn parties. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my god. Okay.
Y'all remember Relevant?
I do. I wasn't allowed to go there either.
Relevant
was lit until the day I realized it was in a church. Because, like, they had...
Wait, like, the Wave?
I was allowed to go to the Wave.
Boy, I went to Wave one time, and that, like, it's a church, bro.
It is a church.
I do what I do and shit, and I've always been like,
Shit
I do now is shit I've always done. But I've always understood from a young age...
Don't play with God.
I'm not going to the church and rolling up a blunt and pulling my meat out. Like, I'm not doing that.
Y'all.
I went one time and I was like, this is cool, but I feel uneasy because we're at a church. Like,
y'all, one time I went to a show in Atlanta. That shit was in a church.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I don't know if it was still a church. Like, it was a church building, but I don't think
you can tell that it was a church at some point.
No, it literally had like stained glass windows, like a steeple, and
that's how Relevant was. Like, they had a like statue of God on the cross.
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, when I tell you people were on the, I don't even want to call it a stage. The church is called a pulpit.
Exactly.
On the pulpit, smoking. Like, it was a whole smoke cloud on the pulpit and freaking on stage, like, hella niggas on stage just,
yeah, bro.
Yes, bro. Like, it was crazy. I was like, oh my God, I really hope people don't have service in here.
Certain shit just makes me feel uneasy.
And well, like, how the heck did they get away with that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was still being utilized as a church.
Relevant was still being used as a church.
That's crazy as hell.
Like, they would clean up the black and mild smell on Saturday and let people come in there on Sunday. And, like, it was a church. Like,
a place called Janelle's, Blakely's.
I remember Janelle's and Blakely's.
Yeah. See, all this shit
I ain't never go there.
See, all this shit is new to me, because when I tell you I was sheltered, I was fucking sheltered. I don't know shit about this.
I was sheltered to the point where it's like I wasn't able to go to these places, but I still knew people
who
went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, too. I only knew about the Wave.
The Wave. I went there. That's the only place I could go.
I went to Wave Church one time, bro. I'm never again. Like, I just felt like... I don't know how to explain that.
Feeling, I like
bro.
The Wave. Okay, for those of y'all who don't know, the Wave was like, the Wave is a white rich church in Virginia Beach, and they call themselves doing good deeds by going into like lower quotation marks around lower income black urban areas.
They try to bring the kids.
And yeah,
they
like
have youth nights with pizza.
Yeah,
and they bring
yeah.
in the cool pastor.
Right,
and he. He don't read the Bible straight up.
Exactly.
Like, and so the Lord won't go for it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, trying to be right shit like that. But yeah, I mean, they like, try to pander to the they try to pander to the black youth, but at the end of the day, they're all conservative Republicans.
If TikTok had a church, it would be if there was a church people. Of TikTok, it would be Wave Church.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yes. Yeah.
The Lord's service was not giving that day.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. Not even trying to be disrespectful. Cause,
But that's
just like...
I see what they were doing, but, like, it's just... I don't know.
Sometimes people just try too hard.
Yeah, like, and that I feel like that's part of the reason the message was lost. Because they were too relatable. Oh, we're the cool church. You do what you want because Jesus doesn't judge you. Yeah, that's cool. But that don't mean roll up a blank
in
get your dick
church,
sucked in the parking
bro.
Lot. Like,
right.
bro.
Like, chill like, on God. Like, chill on
like,
him.
Yeah, like,
chill on him.
And the time I went, I was like, okay, you know, it's a church. Let me try something different. So I'm in there trying to
get right.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think differently. Like, you know, maybe I am moving too fast as a young nigga. Maybe going to church
is something for me to do.
Going to church with my friends is not going to be looked at as lame. Because, you know, everybody was like, church is lame and all that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't never really liked church anyway because it was just long and I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... But I was like, you know, I'll go in there. We can watch some Christian movies and eat pizza. That sounds like a good way to learn information and further my faith and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I get in there and niggas are smoking weed. I'm like, what is this?
See,
I could have stayed home. I got weed at the
home.
Like, I came
crazy
here to
shit.
Get away from this.
Like, make it make sense, bro.
Like, bro, we're in eighth grade. What is going on here?
Right.
What is the, like, what the hell is the protocol in this
y'all
motherfucker?
Fucking growing up too fast.
Man, nah.
I wonder what happened to those kids.
They're very
up there.
Wild, man.
Well, one of them I saw... My mom said, but I saw this person. I mean, matter of fact, I didn't even want to speak on nobody else's situation. I ain't even gonna speak on nobody else's situation. Somewhere, somebody in the world is like, well, what is this bitch doing now? And they're like, well, I heard she on OnlyFans. You're absolutely right. Like,
mind your fucking business.
Yeah, like, I'm not even gonna speak on nobody else's situation. They do what they do, I do what I do. We all went to the Wave Church, so at the end of the day,
we learned.
Yeah, we can pray.
You either learn what to do or what not to do.
Exactly.
It was a learning experience. That's
news will come around one day. We'll
if
get
it,
that.
And Wave Church won't nothing. It was a damn experience.
It was
a learning experience.
Wave was something else.
It was. No disrespect to them, but, like, kids are going to be kids.
Yeah, but, you know, the kids of today are not like the kids.
Well, hell no. Shit, they scare the fuck out of me.
Same.
I will not get in an argument with the child. No
did
more.
You just reply to me on Instagram?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Beside you?
What?
He said exclamation point, and I was like, exactly.
She had posted something, and I was like, yeah, I agree with that. Exclamation point to the max. Like, I put, like, four of them.
Bruh.
And she just texted me back and was like, exactly. Like, I'm sitting right beside you.
No, no, look, the kids nowadays, bro, they will fucking eat you up, bro. Do not get in an argument with them. Because if a bitch call me old, I'm going to fucking cry. Leave me alone. Do not bother me. You're not even old, though.
Bro, I was just sitting here. We're old as shit. That's what I'm saying. I was sitting here today when we was recording the other episode, and I was like, bro, niggas is really adults now, though. Like, we're sitting here drinking wine, having a conversation. Like, this is some old head shit. This is some old head shit. Think about what we were doing like 10 years ago.
Fucking down in gin and
hitting. Down in gin, bro. Like, what?
I feel the same, though. Like,
I can't do that.
I just feel like the liquor that I drink now just costs more. But I still don't drink that much. Like, I've always, the way I am now, like, being in the crib and smoking with my niggas and shit like that, I've always hated people, bro. Like, that shit makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't like being around groups of people. And I've always been, that's why it's so easy for me to be like, fuck it, I'm not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Like, big, large crowds and stuff?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Mm. No? Is that not what you're talking about?
No, that is what I'm talking about.
You went to a party concert.
I know. Like, that's now. Like, yeah, that took a long time to, like...
Build up to.
Even to the point where, like, ordering my food and shit at restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you have anxiety?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amongst other things.
I felt that. Yeah. When I was younger, my mom used to go in a restaurant. She likes to eat in a restaurant. And I was a chubby kid, so I ain't like eating in front of people. And I told her, I was like, you can go in there and eat your food, and then can you bring my food to the car? Because I want to eat in the car. So I understand that shit. Like, large crowds. Like, I'm still, like, after quarantine, I'm still building myself up to being around a lot of people and people in general, honestly.
Yeah.
Quarantine definitely, like, fucked my anxiety up. Because I was just, before quarantine started, I was almost there. I was almost to the point where I could maneuver and do shit and be in a crowd and not feel drained. Bro, quarantine came and we spent all that time at home. It seemed like I was on public for 10 minutes and I get, like, drained.
That's, yeah, and that's how I felt all my life. So when niggas was like, bro, we can't go to work and there's no concerts and we can't. I was like, what the fuck are you crying for?
That was me.
We're getting paid to stay home. Wow. Like, this is the shit. Nah, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Like, bro, we got paid to stay home. Like, that.
We got paid a total of $2,400.
That's
the average person.
I mean, what you do with it is what you do.
Shit.
But I'm just saying, like, that's chump change.
But I feel like $2,400 at home while bills are suspended and, like, niggas is getting unemployment on top of that, that's way better than, like, $2,400
now. I missed that on unemployment.
Or even before. Me too. I didn't need it because I know what to do with my $2,400. Like, literally, what?
Oh, that the stimulus.
Yeah,
oh,
okay, all the stimulus checks and shit. Mm. But, like, I was used to staying in my room and making money and doing what I do, like videos.
So
and
that was
and
just
shit.
Like a little bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was perfectly fine with that.
You know, I wonder if celebrities got the stimulus.
You know they did.
Did they?
No. They probably did.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, did they?
Probably. Well, it depends. I guess it would depend how much they're reporting on their taxes.
I'm saying, like,
they don't do taxes.
No, most they do.
Shit, me.
Yeah, yes, they do.
That's you how better stop they, taking pictures with money on Instagram.
Andre, Andre 3000 or somebody, Lauryn Hill.
MC Hammer, Flavor Flav.
How much you gotta owe to go to jail for taxes? It gotta be millions, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
If the IRS feel like you ain't paid them in long enough, like, oh, you think we can't get your ass?
No, we can, even you.
two things you always gotta pay, man. IRS and child support.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two child things support. They're going to make sure your life sucks.
Oh, shit.
Which they should, bro. Like, damn, you can't pay for your kid. My nigga, like, damn. Little nigga in here eating water bottles after you finish drinking them and shit. Like, you can't pay this nigga to get some food.
Chill.
For real, bro. Like, I'm dead ass.
Chill. Okay.
I'm
not good. What's up? I'm so. Y'all, the wine is kicking in. At this point, Black Heart Club Radio, y'all know we do not record sober. Like, niggas is drunk or niggas have smoked weed at this point. There was a point in time where niggas was not doing
those
things.
It was real professional.
No, I mean, well, out the gate, we was wilding. Because it started when Cuddy brought that bottle of Wild Irish Rose
to
the library.
Yes, She had brought a bottle of Wild Irish Rose to the library.
I remember.
And we got drunk and we recorded. And ever since then, it's just been liquor. That was the very first episode. Then we started recording.
I do remember this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then when it got really out of control was with the, y'all know which episode it got really out of control.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. I was thinking of before that. And then after that.
That's why
I was like, there was a tonal shift. Not saying it was less professional, but there was a strong, like, shift in the way.
And after that, we were just like, you know what? We can do this. Wait a minute.
This is my show.
Right.
What the fuck are you going to do about it?
And ever since then, it's been lit. People come on, and they talk their shit, and we laugh, and...
I ain't got no wine, though. I feel left out. I mean, it's cool. Y'all don't have to get
any. It's empty. We can go get some more.
No.
Okay. But you already expressed that you don't even fucking care to drink.
I don't.
I was about to say.
No, I just, you know, if that's what the vibe is.
Oh, that's what the, okay, y'all you want to participate in.
Y'all in here sipping wine and shit. I got my crusty ass.
You got your blunt, though. I'm screaming. That's enough for you. Go ahead.
No.
You don't drink, so it's going to hit you hard.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Damn, okay.
Okay, well.
I got it.
Right, go ahead.
There you go, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Go crazy.
But let me stay focused. Getting back on task.
You got to get your mind right.
Yeah, getting back on task. So, you make music, you do graphics, and you don't really have, you said you don't really have, like, people don't really know who you are like that, so you don't really have much interaction with your followers or, like, your supporters. But what is your relationship like with your supporters since they don't really know who you are? Like, how do y'all...
I have supporters and, like, clientele and stuff. I don't want to call them clientele because it's... Nobody I do work for, it never feels like work because I don't do projects that I don't...
It's like, fun to you.
Yeah, like, I don't... If it's not a project that I, like, not have a connection to, but if it's not something where, like, I enjoy the music... I'm not going to make the cover art for it. Or at least enjoy the concept of the music.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's music can be the highest quality, the best shit that I want to hear all the time. But if I, like, if I fuck with what you're doing behind it, at bare minimum, you know what I'm saying? I'll work with you on it.
Okay.
But my friends, I don't look at them as that group of people, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't talk to my friends on Twitter or apps and stuff. I call my friends. I text my friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times I don't charge my friends for shit like that. A lot of my friends don't need, like, beats and cover arts and shit. But when they do, I don't necessarily charge them for it because it's not... It's my friends. Like, who else am I going to do it for if I don't?
And it's like, at least you're coming to me.
Yeah, right. Like...
And I know other nigga on the street.
You know you're gonna get something high quality, and I know that I'll be able to produce something that you like because I know you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Word. So, like, okay, so, like, what is your greatest, would you say, is your greatest or your most favorite project or piece of work to date?
A lot of my favorite stuff is not out. Lesson funny as hell. The same face she just looked at you with, that's how she looked at me.
Well, you know, Bustin only has one facial expression anyway.
Shut up, Christian.
She has like
two. We're done with that.
She has two and a half, maybe.
One face.
She has two, like, and a half.
I've been practicing. My facial expressions
there's,
have
there's confused
annoyed.
With smile, confused like, with frown, and just confused.
Or angry.
I think that's confused with frown. Yeah, that one. It's not really angry.
She just, be like,
I'm confused and I don't like it. that's really how you be looking at me.
I'm sorry. We were so rudely interrupted. I'm trying to hear about this man's greatest work. And bless him. Over here with her emotionless face.
She's confused
face.
And liking it.
Shit. I'm sorry. Y'all, I wish y'all could see what the man. Damn, bro. We gotta start doing video to these podcasts, bro. I gotta get this damn situation straight because these things are acting a straight clown. Like,
I'm confused and I don't fucking like it.
Yes, because I feel the same way. I don't be mad.
Are you crying?
No, she's confused and she doesn't like it.
She's crying laughing.
Fuck, okay.
She's crying laughing.
You okay?
Shut up. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm good. Julie, don't get me on a laughing spell because, swear to God, we gotta stop.
What, laughing? Bro, she over here. Jay is damn near in tears. Blessed damn near in tears.
Every time I'm
with Blessed. I'm about to choke.
Every time I'm aware, I feel like I'm babysitting my little cousin.
Bro, everybody feels like that with me.
Like, you know how, you ever smoke with your cousin for the first time on Thanksgiving and they just be geeked? Then you're like, all right, come
I'm
on.
I'm not geeked.
You always
did. You hit the blunt?
No.
Oh. I get secondhand smoke
though. No, okay. She didn't.
Y'all know I'm a lightweight.
Bask in the essence,
right? Like, what? I used to get smacked off secondhand smoke,
bro,
in the car or something. Real bro, shit. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm smoking right now. I'm breathing the air.
I'm breathing it in.
He's like, you know, that's not good for you. I was like, yes, okay.
It doesn't make a difference.
Chris used to hit that shit once.
I mean, it's shit. And now I hit it, what, once and a half?
Right.
Now you hit it twice.
Once and a half? Like, once, not much has changed.
Once more, but half over.
Yeah, like, shit. I can't.
You're the only person.
Bro,
I still can't smoke like that for real.
We had to go to the club in the summer. Me and Christian had smoked before we went to Origami.
Oh, bro, my.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, just looking at Christian. I was like, high as fuck.
Yes, bro. I'm gonna tell you what. I don't like going to the club, but when I go to the club and they play that fucking, all right, okay,
the too Drake sexy song.
I hate Drake, but that shit. When I'm high, that song do kind of be sounding all right, but not his part.
It's good until you remember Drake's on the song.
Yes.
Half of his album, he shouldn't have been on his own album.
Yes, I don't like
it. Why is Uzi not on that song?
That's what I was thinking. Or
who
Cardi.
Who sold that beat to Drake?
That's what I'm saying.
Who was up there? Like, Future?
Yes, Future and Young Thug.
Why would Uzi not be on that song?
Yes, that's
Future Uzi. Makes it's Future's song.
That was Uzi bag for real.
Without Future Hook, that song ain't shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Future made that song.
This episode is going to be entitled Young Adults Against Drake.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Slaves.
Bro, do you know how to ever...
Shout out to Javian. Shout out to Javian.
Why?
Because that is his shit. That
I
song,
love that song.
He be like, slaves built America.
Slaves built the pyramids.
Slaves built the Pantheon. Slaves. This is your song. Thank you, Slaves.
Whose song is that?
Oh, you've never seen Slaves Built America?
No.
What?
Shout out to MTV.
Shout
out to MTV.
Bro,
what?
Let me see.
They did not.
They posted that shit.
It did not happen.
It
was on television.
Yeah, bro. Like, it was really a thing.
I saw it as a kid. Like, I was like, this is great.
It's like Slaves Built the Pyramid.
At first, it was edgy comedy, but now being older and understanding why they made that song, it's like, damn.
But this is really real a shit.
Great song.
Here we go.
We're going to have to cut it out of the episode so you don't get copyright strike.
Not a black person in sight. Thank you,
it's the fact that they be having the geographical locations in the background.
I'm so dead. TikTok hear that shit on Black History Month.
Oh my god. I'm kind of sick of sick of TikTok. You know, I don't know. TikTok is creating a weird culture.
Yeah.
They're creating such a weird culture. And they're creating like a hypersensitive culture. And it's kind of annoying because it's like we have to be socially aware of certain shit, But at the same time,
not everything it's is so offensive. Minute yes. and specific. Like, people are taking things that they dislike and saying it's offensive. It's
yes.
There's a strong difference between, oh, I don't like lemons, and this is...
You're lemon
This
lemon.
Is offensive to me. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, there's a strong... I don't like Sprite. You're drinking Sprite around me, and I just don't... You can't do
and
that.
And then it's like...
Why? No, it doesn't work like that.
Right. And then it's like, when you do stuff like that, you take away from the actual movement. Like, you right. take away from what these phobias and isms really are.
Right.
Like, you can't right. say everything is...
You can't.
Like, yeah.
And there's always the point of, you can't tell people what to be offended by and shit.
Right. But
the internet,
every fucking thing,
everything,
giving people some, I hate to say it, because like I'm a strong believer in like freedom of speech and yeah. say how you feel and yeah. be offended by what you'd be offended by,
right.
but the internet has given people a place to complain to their 38 followers
yeah.
in hopes of it going viral, and they're not really mad about what they're mad about.
Yeah,
you just take a niche, ooh, this is edgy ass opinion, say, I don't like this, I'm offended.
And then...
And people will just quote retweet it 4,000 times.
And now we
now
have
you're a
movie.
Meme and you're yeah. lit. And there's a whole counterculture behind something you're not even really offended by. And that niggas are true. Doing that in hopes of being the next nigga to, as crazy as it sounds, come up off likes.
I was going to say, niggas is trying to be the next nigga to be the next nigga.
Trying to be the next Drewski or the next
yeah.
Shiggy or the next whoever the fuck.
Shiggy, oh God.
Exactly. Who?
Oh God.
Exactly.
Drewski's actually funny, though.
Drewski is funny as
Drewski's
shit.
Funny as fuck.
But that's what everybody's trying to do. Like, everybody's yeah. an internet comedian and
yeah.
they're just saying offensive shit for the sake
yeah,
of being funny.
It's funny, I was talking
about that. Or people are on the other side of it, and they're making a point by being the internet police and trying to come up like that, like anti-fan pages and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird counterculture on the internet.
We're right kind of, you know what's crazy? Because we kind of grew up to see how the internet has evolved, how everything has been set in place, like
yeah.
the words they use and
mm-hmm.
what they do now. And it's actually really scary because you see that it's running itself down
mm-hmm.
and how it's messed up how people think nowadays. And it's really scary.
That's why we're moving back to decentralization of the internet. Because, like,
is that like the metaverse?
That's what Facebook wants you to. Don't get me wrong, the metaverse is gonna be cool as fuck, but it's not Facebook's metaverse. Like, none of that's gonna be built on Web 2. All right, so when you first had the internet, that was literally just like HTTP, and you type in whatever,
yes.
and if it's not there, you just
then it doesn't exist.
You make it,
yeah.
and now it exists now. And you didn't have to pay GoDaddy for domain names and shit. If you knew how to get your own website, you just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas was turning Tumblrs into their own websites. They was, like, one of the first people to turn that into an option. Like, just take the .tumblr.com off. And it's just... Yeah, like, mine was... Well, I'm not going to say it, obviously. But it was whatitwas.com.
Well, why wouldn't you say it?
Because I don't know what's up there now.
Tumblr,
oh,
you don't
want to
get canceled.
Tumblr 10 years ago.
Reservation canceled.
Well, that, and because it wasn't Ranger's Tumblr. Oh,
okay.
Ranger doesn't have a Tumblr.
Gotcha.
You feel me? I have a Tumblr.
Right. And who like, knows what you might say.
Yeah. Yeah. To say nothing at all, who knows what the
who
fuck
who knows
I might
what
say.
You might say. Shit.
But yeah, like, that was decentralized internet. And now we have, like, social medias. The internet is more coagulated behind, like, companies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you visit Facebook. You visit Instagram, which is Facebook. Like, everything has an app. And if it doesn't have an app now, it almost doesn't exist. Like, people don't go to the internet now.
Because that's why OnlyFans needs to get a fucking app.
Doesn't fucking Facebook own Instagram now?
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They own a lot of shit.
Amazon
does, too.
Yeah.
Twitter is, like, the last... Not decentralized place, because it still got like a CEO and shit. But
Twitter's the last place you could actually say.
Twitter is the last. Yeah, Twitter's the last remnants of like the Wild Wild West
of
era.
The websites.
Now,
yeah,
the Twitter community, like Twitter community guidelines were really like made by the community. You know what I mean? Like anything that you want on Twitter is there. there's a lot of shit on Twitter that shouldn't be there still.
Right.
Which is, like, still against, like, most guidelines the community has set. But a lot of them was, like, you know, no taking advantage of nobody or no minors, no brutal murder videos and stuff like that. That stuff, like, the community over time after seeing that on everywhere else on the internet is like, all right, we, like...
We don't want to see this.
There's no need
to see this. We don't need to see this. Because
there was a bunch of shock websites. And it was
oh my God, like Goatsy.
Yes, like... Goatsy. I got a list of them. Like...
What was it? The squid giant? Yeah. The fucking...
Three guys, one hammer, one guy, one cup. Oh, two girls, one cup?
Yeah, that. Shit like that.
Pain Olympics.
Ah, that was a crazy one.
Pain Olympics.
Eel soup.
Yeah.
Eel soup.
Cake farts.
Yeah.
What are these? Are these websites?
Yeah, they're deep, shops.
Deep in the internet.
Before that... If you, that's kind of how you can, like, tell the internet era. Like, if you say the name of a website, do you imagine, like, it having a logo and you being able to buy something from it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the strong difference between, like,
no, these were shocks.
Web one
but and
web two.
But you know what's crazy? All these websites sound like clothing brands that these kids are making now.
Exactly.
Like,
but, and that's my point. Like, that's the major difference between, like, web one, where the internet was just the internet to exist. And now the internet is a corporation. Like, the internet is where you go to make money and contact your friends and get advertised bars to go out to with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, we watch commercials on... I can't even watch a 10-second story on Instagram.
Without a
30-second story. That's an ad from a nigga I don't follow. I don't give a fuck.
And you know what's crazy? I don't know how these things are getting sponsored, but it be some weird-ass shit that be sponsored. Mm-hmm. Like, people be up there venting about they nigga, and it's a sponsored post.
They pay for it.
That goes back to what I was just talking about. People will do whatever to be heard on social media. Because it's, like... And I really feel like a lot of that comes from the internet not being individualized anymore. Mm. Everybody uses the same 5 websites. Like, back in the day, a website I watch movies on would be different than the one you watch movies on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just would be different. Like, I remember going to school and we would share websites and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that anymore because everybody has the same shit. Like, it's the same 6 websites we go to.
That's the shit. Life's like TikTok. TikTok is literally a repetitive app. Everybody copies each other.
Yeah, you find what works, and then you do it, hoping you're the next nigga to get seen. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's weird, bro.
And I've never been able to... I'm still not able to figure out TikTok. And y'all know I was addicted to the internet at some point. Word. But that shit, I cannot figure out TikTok. The humor up there is different. The language up there is different. Like, I'm starting to understand.
A bunch of fucking 12-year-olds.
I know.
Doing nut shit.
And then when they see people our age up there, they call us old as shit. They think people that are like 20 and up are old. I was like,
we are, though. We probably time is moving quicker as we move on.
This goddamn pandemic, time's going real fast now. I was like, damn. Last time I remember, I was 21, and all of a sudden, here I am, about to be 24.
Right. Girl, I'm about to be 26. Well, I'm 25, and you know what comes after that? 30. And after that is 40, so...
Shit. Oh, God.
Right. Well, it's been real. Now, do you have any upcoming projects that you want to speak on or speak about before we end this podcast?
All right, so I got a lot of projects that are never coming out.
Okay.
Just because I've been working on them for like 3 years, mm-hmm. and like 2 years ago, I lost like everything.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I lost like, what was it, like 3 albums,
yes.
a beat tape, and a documentary, some shit like that.
I remember that too.
Devastating.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Like
devastating.
A lot of work. But, like, what I did recover from that, like, I still have, like, 600 or 700 songs. But, like, I still, that's not even half of what I had before. But, like, that's just what I managed to get. And so I'm just going back. And when you go back and you look at old work listen to old work. You want to improve it. So that's what I've been doing over like the past year.
Tweaking it.
Yeah, but I keep making new shit on top of it. So I just feel like it's never going to get fixed. My little nigga, I gotta finish mastering his album.
Who?
His name is Santiago.
Sounds
familiar. He a young nigga. He like 17 or something like that.
Is he light skinned?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I thought,
like,
I knew what you were talking about.
That's how crazy the internet is. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I just know him from his, like, Twitter profile picture.
And people don't even call each other by their names when they call them by their app names.
Yeah. And all I know think about is Santiago. That's Lil Yago. It's Young Yago. Like, I fuck with him. He's cool. I got to finish his album. He just got out of jail. And that's, like, what he really wanted to do.
Was make an album.
Yeah, like, he started working on it with me before he got locked up. And, like, I made all the beats for it. I made the cover art. Shit was almost done. And, like, around the time he got locked up is around the time that I lost all my projects. Mm. So we just kind of, like, we just both doing shit. But I'm sending him shit all the time. And he's always sending it back. Like, I got a lot of songs from him back. I just got to, like, find time to really mix it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of wanted it to sound like a concert.
Really?
Yeah. Like
in the song?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do, but like, he wants it to sound like he's performing live over the songs.
Yeah.
So like, trying to do that is really fucking hard. It was harder than I thought it would be. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. Because he had to record the song, and then I mixed the song, and then he sends back a recording of it, like, playing while he's rapping over it. But I still have to, like, mix it so he sounds like he's
in a performance.
Yeah. It's,
but still clear and shit.
Yeah, like, it still has to be audible, but, like, I want it to sound wide, like,
mm-hmm.
like it's in an arena or some shit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And that's really what he wants, because, like, I mean, obviously, he was locked up for a minute, you know what I mean? Like, he young as shit, like, he, for real, like, he's, like, TikTok age. Okay, like, he's a little nigga. He's, like, well, he might be, like, 19 now, but he was, like, 17.
He's still young.
When I met him. Yeah, like, he was, like, 17 when I met him, and so he was, like, nah, bro, when I get out, I'm gonna perform, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, so he wanna, like, just... I guess that's his motivation for getting there, and I'm not gonna stop the little nigga. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool as fuck. Yeah, I'll help you change the sound of music. Like, yeah, that's great. But yeah, that doesn't really answer the question, but it kind of does.
Yeah, I was like, so upcoming project.
That is the upcoming project. That's what I'm working on right now. That's
okay.
That's the thing that we're closest to a release date on.
Okay.
It's his album.
That makes sense.
So keep a lookout for that.
Yeah. It was supposed to be done by now, but you know.
Word.
You know how shit goes.
Right. Exactly.
That's why we haven't announced shit. Like, he hasn't even been back on Twitter since he got out. Like, he's just really working on himself, and I don't want to push him. And I don't want to push myself either.
That does make sense.
Just want an excuse to be lazy.
Take your time doing
yeah,
it.
I tell him take his time, because that lets me take my time. I need a break.
Well, we'll be on the lookout for that. I'm sure when that comes out, it's going to be super hard.
I hope so.
Before we go, I do want to let everybody know that today we actually dropped a flyer for our next event.
Woo!
Yay! Woo! It's going to be super lit. Pussy Power 2, we are doing the all-girl showcase again. This event, I don't know why people think that only girls are supposed to be there, but no, this is open to everyone.
Is that
kind of
really,
defeats
like,
the purpose, but yeah, like, they no, like,
is that
guys
really, like, what people ask?
Yes, people are like, can guys come? Like, yes, guys can
did
come.
Did they not come to the last one?
Some guys, yeah, guys came to the last
I
one,
know,
but it's
I
like,
was,
why
like,
would you think that we don't want niggas there? We want niggas there so they can know we shit.
We want everybody.
That's there. What I'm saying. Like, damn, it's just all girls. Like, we're just appreciating
put
women.
A spotlight
don't
on
support
them.
Women?
Yeah,
you don't support women, bro.
Right, right, exactly. And so, okay, so on this show, we got a fire ass fucking lineup. We got Jayla coming from Richmond. We have Kay. We have Paige Joyner. She's been making a lot of noise lately, too. We have Matt. Shout out to Matt and Fake Uzumi. I love them. They're such a wonderful couple. And Uzumi actually just dropped a project, too. So congratulations to him for that. We got Chink Guwap. We have Kadeja, my girl. We got Money. Oh, I love this. We got Money Bree, who also just dropped, I think it was yesterday or the day before. We got that project on our website, too, so make sure you check that out. We got Corinne Grace, Awkward Jazz, A. Sade, T-Reek, and Alita. She's really dope. I just actually found her right before we made the flyer. I was like, no, we got to put her up here. So, really excited for that. We got Poetry by Shardy Shajaya. Ooh. And Sounds by Mad Start and me. I'll be DJing. Me,
and
nigga.
Who? And who?
Yeah, nigga.
I say it like you mean it. Mike fucking Jones, nigga. Who? Mike Jones. You're doing that.
Y'all make sure y'all go to the Black Hearts Club bio on Instagram or Twitter. And the tickets are available right now. We got the $10 tickets available. There's only 10 of those, though. So y'all make sure y'all go cop. And after that, tickets will be $15. There's $15 at the door as well. So, yeah. Gonna be lots of fun. We got drinks. We got music. We got bad bitches. I don't know what the fuck else y'all want. Honestly.
What could you possibly want?
Yeah. Because, yeah.
What could you possibly want?
Exactly.
What could you possibly want?
Like, what do you...
Drinks, good music, bad bitches, like... That's a whole girls' night out.
You got girls rapping and singing.
Yeah. Like, what? DJing too.
Their music is way
and
harder.
And spitting poetry.
Like, their music is way harder than most niggas.
Exactly. They put more thought into it.
Was T-Reek at the last one?
Yes.
I remember her.
She's a rapper, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was hard.
Yeah.
Like, she was really like.
Everybody on this show is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. So, yeah, we're really excited to see everybody there. Like I said, tickets is at the link in our bio on Instagram and Twitter, which you should be following by now. But if you aren't, it is at Black Hearts Club with no A in black. And, make sure you follow all of us. I'm Lil Black Heart 333. Again, no A in black. Blessing.
It's Blessing. It's A. XBVPX, or you could just search Baby Blessing, it'll pop up.
Yeah. And
follow me on Twitter, cause I don't really be on Instagram for real. RNGRXX.
And that's literally that.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Or daytime. Bye.